In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名在这边说话。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for making it possible for brothers and sisters to assemble here in Bowen Park Church and to learn one of the doctrines of the church together.
首先要感谢神将弟兄姐妹在这里聚集，然后一起来学习这个很重要的一个教义。
We all know that in the true Jesus Church, there are five basic beliefs. We say five basic doctrines.
我们都知道，在真耶稣教会里有五大教义。
And we believe that all these doctrines are closely connected to our salvation.
我们也相信说，这些教义与我们的得救有莫大的关系。
You find that ever since the church was first established.And God actually introduced these doctrines to the church.
其实我们也知道，当教会最初在设立的时候，神就已经创立了这些的教义。
Now what I'm going to do is obviously today, we have been, I have been assigned to talk about the doctrines of the Holy Spirit.
那今天我被指派要讲，要讨论。讲述有关圣灵的教义。
I think it is also very important for us to understand why we have a set of belief in the first place.
我想很重要的是，我们必须要先了解说为什么我们有这些所相信的。
I want to look at this issue based on what the New Testament Scripture says.
我想要看一下，请大家看一下。新约里面所记载的。
I want you to first turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
请看罗马书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
We read verse 20.
罗马书。
Romans chapter 2, verse 20.
罗马书二章二十节。
An instructor of the foolish.A teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law.
二十节是蠢笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。
Here it talks about, you know, the form of the law.
这边讲到，模范。知识和真理的模范。
You find that when God gave the law to the people in the time of the Old Testament,
我们发现神在旧约的时候给了他们律法。
And God gave them in a form, it's like in a set.
那神是给他们一套的模范，一个模式。
So that you know the believers of God, the chosen people of God, could follow, you know what the law says.
所以有这个有这样的模范，神的选民才能够遵行神所交代的。
So with this form, it becomes very clear to the people.
所以对选民而言，那时候的模范那个模式非常清楚的。
We know that God is a God of order.
我们知道神是个很有秩序的神。
He does not ordain confusion or orchestrate confusion in his community.
他不会在这个信仰团体当中制造一些混乱。
That's why whatever he has done or he does is very clear to his chosen people.
所以对他所选召的人来讲，他所交代的都非常的清楚。
So whenever Moses conveyed the law of God to his people,
所以当摩西将神的话转告百姓的时候，
you know, the chosen people would be able to understand clearly what Moses was saying.
他的选民就很清楚地了解摩西当时到底怎么说的。
I want you to turn to Romans chapter 6 as well.
请看罗马书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Romans chapter 6.
请看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章。
We read verse 17.
罗马书六章十七节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 17.
罗马书六章十七节。
But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered.
十七节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆， 现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
The Chinese says the teachings or the truth there.
中文是说道理的模范。
But in my version, the NKJV says, you know, that form of doctrine, 教义。
但是在英文的新钦定版本当中，它的翻译却是教义的形式，教义的模范。
And Paul was very thankful to God.
那保罗也非常的感谢神。
For the people, because they were able to, you know, receive these patterns or this form of doctrine, you know, from the bottom of their hearts.
那保罗很感谢神，因为他写信的对象这些人呢，他们从心里顺服了所传给他们这教义的模范。
So whatever the apostle delivered to them, they accepted.
所以不论使徒怎么教导他们，他们都接受了。
Why did they accept this form of belief or doctrine?
他们为何接受这信仰或者是教义的模范呢？
Because it has to do with salvation.
因为这与救恩有关系。
Now if you look at the first part of verse 17 very closely,
如果您看十七节前半段仔细的看
actually through obeying this form of doctrine, they were delivered from sin, they were saved from sin.
前半段说到，因为他们顺服，他们就不再做罪的奴仆。
So I think it's important for us to understand.
所以对我们来讲说很重要的一点。
That today God has given a body of belief or a system of doctrine to the church, to the true Jesus Church.
今天神已经给真耶稣教会一套真理的模范。
We believe that by abiding by this form of doctrine, we can be saved.
我相信经由遵行这样的模范，我们就会得救。
Like what I said, ever since the TJC has been established,
就像我说的，当真耶稣教会起初被创立的时候
we all abide by this set of belief, and wherever we go, we talk about this form of doctrine.
我们就遵循这一套的模范呢，不论我们去哪里，我们就讲述这样的模范。
We thank God that every time when we preach this set of doctrine, God, you know, give the Holy Spirit to those who listen.To those who accept this gospel.
那很感谢神，当我们去传这样模范的时候，神就为那些遵循又听从的人给了真理，还有圣灵。
This confirms to us that, you know, what we preach or what the church has taught her believers is accurate and is in accordance to the scriptures.
那这也向我们确认了，我们所传的是根据圣经是正确的。
I want to read also first Second Timothy.
请看提摩太后书。
Please turn to the book of Second Timothy.
请看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter one.
提摩太后书一章。
We read verse 13 and verse 14.
13还有14节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 and verse 14.
提摩太后书一章13到14节。
Hold fast the patterns of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
13节，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Verse 14.
14节。
That good things which was committed to you keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
14节，从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Here Paul talks about, you know, the patterns of sound words.
这边保罗提到那纯正话语的规模。
Here Paul, you know, advises Timothy to hold fast to that patterns of sound words.
在这边保罗提醒提摩太要坚守那纯正话语的规模。
Now, where did that patterns of sound word come from?
那个纯正话语的规模是从哪里来的呢？
Here it seems that it's from Paul.
这边看似是从保罗那来的。
That's why Paul said to Timothy,
所以保罗才对提摩太说
Hold fast to that patterns of sound words which you have heard from me, meaning Timothy had heard from Paul.
所以保罗才对提摩太说，你要听那纯正话语的规模，就是曾经听保罗所教导他的。
So he must, you know, he must hold on to it.
所以他提醒提摩太一定要听。
Now, what does it mean to hold fast?
那什么叫做听或者是坚守呢？
Meaning, you must, you know, believe in it and to propagate it.
你必须要相信并且宣传。
Timothy himself must be rooted in this pattern of sound words.
提摩太他本身必须要根植于这纯正话语的规模。
So that he can spread this pattern of sound words to those who want to listen and to those who want to believe.
因此他才能够向那些愿意听然后愿意相信的人来宣传。
Verse 14 it says,
第十四节说到
it said, that good things is a reference to the pattern of sound word.
他说到那善道就是指那纯正话语的规模。
And that has been committed to Timothy.
那已经告诉了提摩太。
He must keep by the Holy Spirit.
他必须要靠着圣灵来守着。
You know, judging from the statement of Paul here, it seems that keeping this sound word or the patterns of this sound word is not something very easy to do.
那从保罗这一段话来讲，似乎来守住那纯正话语的规模不是容易的。
That's why we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才需要靠圣灵。
Today God has given us the Spirit.
今天神已经赐给我们圣灵。
And one of the key functions of the Holy Spirit is to help us, you know, keep the sound word, the patterns of sound word that God has given to the church.
那其中圣灵一个很重要的功能就是帮助我们牢牢守住那纯正话语的规模。
In fact, we have to pray about, you know,this matter very seriously.
我们必须要很认真地为这件事情祷告。
Because the belief, the system of belief of the church is being challenged.
因为教会今日所相信的这一套信仰系统已经被挑战。
In order to root ourselves in the doctrine of God.
为了要让我们深植根植于神的教义。
All of us must pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们所有人都必须要求圣灵。
Because we know that God can give us wisdom to answer.All questions.
因为我们知道神会给我们智慧来回答所有的问题。
No challenges can ever defeat the truth of God, the sound words of God.
没有任何的挑战可以打败神的话，还有神的纯正话语规模。
But on our parts, we must pray to God, pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在我们的本分，我们必须要向神祷告，求圣灵带领。
God has given us the Holy Spirit. Now the Spirit dwells in us.
神已经给我们圣灵，那圣灵住在我们心里。
So in everyprayer that we offer to God.
所以当我们向神每次祷告的时候
we must ask God to help us to keep this patterns of sound words.
我们必须要求神帮助我们能够守住那纯正话语的规模。
We must not allow any doubt to creep into our mind.
我们不能够让任何的疑惑潜入我们的心里。
If we allow that to happen, then you find that this doubt will become a kind of yeast.
如果您让这件事情发生的话，你会发现那个疑惑会像笑一样。
And then your belief, your understanding of the truth will be corrupted.
然后你对真理的相信呢，这个信仰会慢慢被腐蚀。
You will not believe in the truth anymore.
你就会不再相信这真理了。
You will come up with all sort of questions to challenge the belief of the church.
你会问很多的问题来向教会的信仰来挑战。
It's not that the church has not taught us.
并不是教会没有教我们过。
Rather, it's because our mind has been corrupted.
而是我们的心已经腐化了。
That's why we have to be very careful.
所以我们必须要非常小心。
We really have to pray to God.
我们真的要向神祷告。
We know that right before the second coming of Christ,
我们知道就在基督再临来之前
the church will be facing a great tribulation.
教会会面对很多的苦难。
And this tribulation is about deception.
那这个苦难指的就是指迷惑。
You know, deceivers will arise to deceive many people, including the elect.
很多迷惑的人会兴起来迷惑人，这个迷惑的对象也包含神所选召的人。
That is the reason why we have to pray.
所以我们才更需要祷告。
We need to make time to pray.
我们必须要花时间来祷告。
We need to pray in the Spirit.
我们必须要在圣灵里祷告。
Enlighten, you know, our minds so that we can clearly see, you know, the significance of the truth that God has given to the church.
这样子，我们的心才能够明亮，看得出神真理的意义。
Now, is there a belief or a system of belief in the time of the apostle?
那在使徒时代，是否已经有一套信仰的教义了呢？
I want you to read a few verses.
我想请您看几节经节。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke.
请看路加福音
We read chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
We read verse 16.
第十六节。
Chapter 10 verse 16.
路加福音十章十六节。
He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me.
十六节又对门徒说：“听从你们的，就是听从我；弃绝你们的，就是弃绝我；弃绝我的，就是弃绝那差我来的。”
And here is like you know, Jesus give authority to the teachings of the apostle.
这边耶稣给使徒这样的权柄。
Saying he who hears you hears me.
耶稣说到：“听从你们的，就是听从我。”
Meaning whatever the apostle said.
意思就是说，不论使徒说什么。
It's like will become the standard of belief of the early church.
就会变成早期教会的信仰的标准。
That's why Jesus said, "He who hears you hears me."
所以耶稣才会说：“听从你们的，就是听从我。”
He who rejects you rejects the apostolic teaching. Is equal to rejecting Christ.
弃绝你们的意思就是说，弃绝使徒所教训的，就等于弃绝基督。
And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Meaning, eventually, is like you know, equal to rejecting the Father himself.
弃绝我的就是弃绝那差我来的意思，就是说，最后就是弃绝那父天上的父。
That's why today we believe that we must follow the.Teachings or the doctrines of the apostles.
因此，今天我们相信，我们必须要遵循使徒的教训。
Because God has given them the wisdom to know the word and to explain the word so that the church can follow.
因为神已经给他们智慧，知道这真理，并且知道如何解释这真理。
We turn to the book of John, chapter 15.
请看约翰福音第十五章。
Please read John chapter 15.
请看约翰福音第十五章。
We read verse 20.
第二十节。
John chapter 15 verse 20.
约翰福音十五章二十节。
Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my words, they will keep yours also.
约翰福音十五章二十节，你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
Please pay attention to the last part of verse 20.
请大家注意看二十节最后那一句话。
If they kept my words, they will keep yours also.
若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
Now what is Jesus saying here?
那主耶稣在这里要说什么呢？
It's like saying that his words actually is the same as that of the apostles.
意思就是说，主耶稣所说的话跟使徒所说的话是一样的。
And the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the apostle do not contradict one another.
那基督的教训与使徒的教训不会抵触。
We said, you know, they support one another and they complement one another.
基督的教训与使徒的教训，他们会互相支持着。
And that's why, you know, when we preach to people, let's say from another denomination.
所以当我们向外教会的人传道的时候
sometimes we make references to the teachings of Jesus.
有时候我们会引用主耶稣的教训。
And we also, you know, quote the example from the apostles.
我们也会引用使徒的例子。
Because the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the apostle are one and the same.
因为使徒的教训与基督的教训是一样的。
We cannot say that, you know, we cannot say that, you know, teaching of Jesus is different from that of the apostle.
我们不能够说基督的教训与使徒的教导不一样。
But obviously, when the Spirit came,
很明显的，当圣灵来到，
you know, the apostles were given this wisdom and understanding to explain the teaching of Christ.
使徒就赋予这样的智慧，了解，知道怎样解释主耶稣的教训。
For example, Jesus said, you know, baptize those who believe in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
比如说主耶稣曾经教导奉父子圣灵的名为人施洗。
After the Spirit has come,
那当圣灵降下来之后
and the apostle understood the meaning of the teaching of Christ.
那使徒他们就了解了当初基督的教导。
Meaning that a person must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
意思就是一个人必须要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
Today we can have a clearer understanding of, let's say, some of the teachings of Christ.And we have to go through the apostles.
因此今日我们要了解这些教义必须要经由使徒的教导。
You know, sometimes the teachings of Jesus may not be very clear to us.
因为有时候耶稣的教导对我们来讲或许不是那么的清楚。
But the apostle made it very clear.
但是使徒把他们讲解得非常的清楚。
So through the apostle, we could come to a better understanding of what Jesus has taught the disciples.
因此经由使徒教导我们可以更加的了解当初基督是怎么教导他们的。
I want you to read Acts chapter 2.
请看使徒行传第二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 2.
请看使徒行传第二章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
We read verse 42.
第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers.
四十二节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
Again, the Chinese says, "Yeah, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching."
那中文这里说到都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
In my NKJV version, in my version, it says they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines.
那在英文的新钦定版本说到都恒心遵守使徒的教义。
Now, quite clearly, you know, in the early church, there is a set of belief.
所以很清楚的，在早期的教会已经有这一套的信仰了。
That's why the church must follow this.You know, this set of, or this system of belief taught by the apostles.
所以教会必须遵循着使徒教导的这一套信仰系统。
Now, if you look at verse 42 again,
如果您再看四十二节,
and it says they continued steadfastly.
这边讲到他们继续很不改变的遵守。
Meaning they would not change their mind.
意思就是他们不改变他们的心意。
Because they knew that this is the set of doctrine that will lead them to salvation.
因为他们相信这一套信仰系统可以带领他们进入救恩。
That's why the church in the time of the apostle was encouraged to continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrines.
因此早期的教会他们不改变的继续的遵循使徒的教义。
And I think this is the mindset we need to have today as well.
我想这是我们今日应当有的想法跟态度。
Sometimes we find that, you know, spiritually speaking, you know, some of us are very fickle-minded.
我想就属灵而言，我们很多人都非常的不稳定。
You will find that we shift from one position to another position.
你会发现我们从一个地方又转移到另外一个地方。
We are talking about doctrinal stands.
我们在讲的是教义的部分。
We shift from one point to another.
我们常常
It's like being tossed here and there.
我们好像被翻来覆去的转来转去。
Because we are not very steadfast in following the doctrines of the apostles.
因为我们并没有真正的很遵循使徒的教训。
I think this is very important for us to bear in mind.
我想这对我们来讲是非常重要要牢记的。
There is a system in the times of the apostles.
在使徒的教会是有一套信仰系统的。
We turn to...turn to 2 Timothy.
请看提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
请看提摩太后书第一章。
Sorry, it's 1 Timothy chapter 1.
对不起，是提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
We read verse 3.
请看第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
提摩太前书一章三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may judge some that they teach no other doctrines.
第三节，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你能住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
The Chinese says heresies.
中文这里讲到的是异教。
And my version says that they teach no other doctrines.
那在英文版本是说不可教导其他的教义。
So meaning in the time of the apostles, the early church, they have already set up a body of belief or a system of doctrines.
那这边提到有其他的教义，就表示说当时早期的使徒教会已经有一套他们的信仰系统。
Anyone who preached contrary to this set of belief.
任何人传违背这一套信仰的。
According to the Chinese translation, the person is heretic.
那根据中文的翻译，这样的人就是在传异教。
You know, and this kind of people must be cast out.
那这样的人必须要被赶出去。
According to Paul, and these people shall be accursed.
那根据保罗，这些人要被咒诅。
It's very clear.
是非常清楚的。
We turn to Galatians chapter 1.
我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
We read verse 7 and verse 6 onwards.
我们从第六节看起。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第六节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
Verse 7.
第七节,
which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
第七节，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅乱你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Verse 8.
第八节,
but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So what is the consequence of preaching another doctrine or another gospel?
所以在传别的福音或别的教义，这个下场是什么呢？
To be accursed.
就是要被咒诅。
To be cut off from Christ.
就是被赶出去。
To have nothing to do with the salvation of God.
与救恩无关。
This is a very serious matter.
这是非常严重的。
Now, if you look at verse 8,
现在您看第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
He said, if we, including Paul himself,
他这边说到，如果我们也包含保罗他本身
or an angel from heaven,
或者是天上来的使者
preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
When Paul first went to the church or the churches in Galatia,
当保罗到加拉太教会的时候，
he preached to them a set of belief that can save them.
他教导他们一套可以得救的道理。
Later on, if Paul were to go there again,
那后来保罗再去呢？
If he were to go there again,
如果他再去那里的话，
and he preached something different from what he preached before.
如果他传了新的道理给他们，跟以前所讲的不一样，
he himself will be accursed as well.
他自己本身也会被咒诅。
Like today I tell you about like Holy Spirit.
那今天比如说我教导大家圣灵的道理。
The receiving of the Holy Spirit is evidenced by speaking in tongues.
那受圣灵的证据就是要说方言说灵言。
Let's say next year, you know, if I come again,
那比如说明年我再来到这里，
I said to you something different.
我跟您讲不一样的教义。
And I said to you,
我跟您说，
When you are baptized, you have been given the Holy Spirit already.
我跟您说您受洗的时候就已经得到圣灵了。
I will be accursed.
我会被咒诅。
Because I preach something different.
因为我传不一样的教义。
From what the church has taught me.
我传跟教义所教导我的不一样。
It's different from this one, body of belief that the church has received.
因为那个是跟教会所传的这个一套信仰不一样。
We cannot you know, joke with the word of God.
我们不可以拿神的话来开玩笑。
We must take it seriously.
我们必须要很认真、很严肃的看待。
Because in Romans, the verse that we have read in chapter 6, verse 17.
因为像我们刚刚在罗马书的第六章十七节所言。
And these people were saved because of this form of doctrine.
这些人之所以得救，是因为他们遵循着道理的模范。
The form of doctrine.
这一套教义的模范。
And that has been delivered to them.
那已经传给他们了。
They must hold on to it.
他们必须要牢牢地守着。
We turn back to 1 Timothy.
我们回来看提摩太前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书一章。
We look at verse 3 again.
我们再来看一次第三节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
提摩太前书一章三节。
As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that teach no other doctrines.
第三节，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
I think the Chinese is a bit too mild. Yeah, 祖父,
yeah. 我想中文呢，它翻译成祖父，感觉口气没那么强烈。
Here it says charge means command.
那英文说到这个charge 翻译是命令。
You must stop.
就说你必须停。
You cannot preach this anymore.
你不可以再这样传了。
It's like, you know, in a military term, yeah, you know, the commander has all the right, you know, to command his subordinate to do anything that you know he wants them to do.
那他这边的嘱咐，其实原来的意思是说，就像在军队里面的将军，他嘱咐他的下属，不准怎么样。
You know, because this command is from God.
因为这样的吩咐，这样命令是从神来的。
This set of belief is given by God.
这一套信仰系统是神的命令。
Who are we to change it?
我们是谁可以随便改变呢
？Who are we to go against the church?
我们是谁可以随便与教会反对呢
？We can only follow what the church teaches.
我们只能够遵循教会所教导的。
Because it is through the church that we are saved.
因为是经由教会我们才能够得救。
That's why the doctrine of the church cannot be altered, cannot be changed.
因此教会的教义不可改变。
Now, some people may ask,
那有些人或许会问,
Why the five basic beliefs of the church? Why the doctrines?
为什么是五大教义呢
？I want to first read a verse.
我要请您先看一个经节。
I want to read Titus.
请看提多书。
Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章。
Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章。
We read verse 9.
第九节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 9.
提多书一章九节。
Now, holding fast the faithful words as he has been taught,that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict.
一章九节，坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。
The Chinese say, 纯正的教训, the sound teachings.
中文是说纯正的教训。
My version says sound doctrine.
但英文的版本是说到纯正的教义。
Faithful word actually is the sound doctrines.
就是纯正的教义，全备的教义。
前面的一句是 faithful word.
OK, 好。那如果看中文，前半段说到坚守所教真实的道理，这真实的道理其实指的就是指后半段所说的纯正的教义。
Now, what is the function of this doctrine, sound doctrine?
那这个纯正的教义的功能是什么呢？
Is to exhort.
是劝化人。
Is to convict.
是直接辩驳。
Those who contradict.
直接与那些争辩的人驳倒了。
So you find that the sound doctrine or the doctrine of the church serve the functions of correcting any misconception.
所以您发现纯正的教义，它的功能就是能够更正不对的教义。
That's why when you look at the true Jesus church.
所以当您看真耶稣教会。
When the church first came into being, into existence.
当真耶稣教会最开始成立的时候
，The church was given the mission to correct all the other churches.
教会就赋予这样的使命，就是要更 更正其他的教会。
This is the mission that God has given to the church.
这是神给教会的一个使命。
But because we know that after the demise of the apostle, after the death of all the apostles, the church became corrupt.
因为我们知道，当使徒全部过世之后，教会渐渐的开始腐败。
And you find that, you know, to an extent that they actually marginalized even the patterns of sound word, the belief of the church.
你们发现后来的教会，他们将教义、将教会这纯正的话语规模给边缘化了。
It's like, you know, consider this system of belief is no longer important.
他们觉得说这一套信仰系统不再重要。
So the emergence of the true church is to correct that.
所以真耶稣教会的出现就是要更改这样的现象。
Now we know that, you know, the Holy Spirit is the lifeline of the church.
我们知道圣灵是教会的生命。
Now in order to allow Christians and non-Christian alike to know the doctrine of the Holy Spirit,
为了要让基督徒或者是非基督徒了解圣灵。
We thank God that God has made it into, you know, the five basic beliefs. It's like to let the world know that this is how a person can receive the Holy Spirit.
那感谢神，神把这个圣灵的教义放在这五大教义里，让世界了解要如何来领受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit, a person must first listen to the gospel of truth.
那要领受圣灵，一个人必须要先听道理。
And then to pray for the Holy Spirit.
并且求圣灵。
And then the Spirit shall be given to him.
那这个人就会得到圣灵。
So, isn't it wonderful for God to do such a wonderful work for us?
那神这样的做，这样的奇妙，不是对我们很好吗？
It's for the church, it's for us.
是为了教会，是为了我们。
So we should thank God for that.
所以我们应该感谢神才是。
All right, now some people said.
那有些人也说。
Why the Sabbath commandment?
为什么要有安息日的教义？
You know, it's like the Sabbath commandment is being what being you know incorporated into.You know, one of the basic beliefs of the church.
好像就是说，为什么要把安息的教义放入教会的基本信仰当中？
Some people say, what about the other nine commandments?
那有些人说，那其他的九个诫命呢？
Are they not important?
他们不重要吗？
You find that the true Jesus church have never downgrade the other nine commandments.
你会发现，其实真耶稣教会从来没有轻视其他。九个诫命。
We always teach our members, yeah, the commandments of God.
我们总是教导信徒神的诫命。
Now the incorporation of the fourth commandment into the basic belief is with a great purpose as well.
那之所以把安息日的诫命放入五大教义，是为了一个重要的目的。
We know that, you know, according to church history, the Sabbath has been changed from.The seventh day to the first day of the week.
我们知道，根据教会的历史，教会已经把安息日从第七日改为第一日了。
We find that, you know, majority of the mainstream churches believe in this.
我们发现大部分的主流教会都相信这一点。
But this is not in accordance to the Bible.
但是这与圣经所教导的不符合。
So the mission of the church is to make this clear to the world.
所以教会的使命就是要向世界证明。
Because the doctrine served the functions of correcting misconception.
因为教义主要的功能就是要更正那不对的事。
So we thank God. You know, God has given us the wisdom to know this.
所以我们感谢神，神已经给我们智慧来了解这些了。
So that we can let the world know that the Sabbath is not on the first day, it's on the seventh day.
所以我们才能够让世界了解到安息日不是在第一天，而是在第七天。
So if we do not keep the seventh day, if we keep the first day.
所以如果我们守第一日为安息日的话
we find that we can even lose our salvation.
我们发现我们甚至会丧失我们得救。
Because, you know, when we keep the Sabbath, we enter into the rest of God, not our own rest.
因为我们知道当我们守安息日的时候我们是进入神的安息而不是进入自己的安息。
But God has never rested on the first day.
因为神从来没有在第一日的时候就安息。
So if we keep the first day,
所以如果我们守第一日为安息
then how can we enter into the rest of God?
那我们如何能进入神的安息呢？
It's not possible.
是不可能的。
We miss the point.
因为我们不了解了。
So it's like, you know, we have misunderstood what the Bible says.
就好像我们误解了圣经所教给我们的。
So the mission of the church is to make this clear.
所以教会的使命就是要把这一点很清楚地指明出来。
So from what we have discussed so far,
所以就我们刚刚所讨论过的
We find that there is a set of belief in the time of the apostle.
我们发现在使徒教会就已经有一套既有的信仰系统。
The true Jesus Church also has a set of belief.
那真耶稣教会有这一套的信仰系统。
When we compare the teachings of the apostle,
当我们比较
the doctrinal teachings of the apostle,
当我们比较使徒所传的教义系统的时候
we find that whatever the true Jesus Church teaches does not contradict what the apostle taught.
我们会发现真耶稣教会所传的跟使徒教会所传的没有抵触。
For example,
比如说
the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的教义。
Is our doctrine against the doctrine of the apostle?
我们的教义跟使徒教会所传的有不一样吗？
What about the doctrine of baptism?
或者是有关洗礼的教义。
Is that against the doctrine of baptism propagated by the apostle?
我们与使徒当时所传的洗礼的教义有不一样吗？
What about foot washing?
或者是洗脚礼？
Is that contrary to the scriptures?
跟圣经上所讲的有不一样吗？
What about Sabbath?
安息日？
Is that contrary to the scriptures?
是不是安息日我们所讲的跟圣经所讲的有不一样呢？
What about Holy Communion?
或者是有关圣餐礼？
Does it contradict the Bible?
我们所讲的与教会所讲的有不一样吗？
No.
都没有。
I think the only difference is, you know, the apostle emphasized, the emphasis of the apostle may be different from ours today.
我想所不一样的可能就只有一点，就是使徒他们当时所强调的与我们今日所强调的也不一样。
Like in the time of the apostle,
比如说在使徒的时代
they emphasized, you know, saving through grace.
他们强调经由信而得救。
Why? Because there was a problem in the church at the time.
因为在当时教会有个问题。
People, you know, didn't believe that, you know, salvation is through grace.
他们不相信说经由恩典就能够得救。
Some people believe that they must what? Must keep the law in order to be saved.
有些人相信说必须要继续遵守之前的传统的才能够得救。
Today we find that this is not a major problem, butis beginning to appear to be a major problem.
我们发现今日对我们而言并不是问题，但是似乎慢慢的变成一个问题了。
That's why we also emphasize the Lord what? Saving through grace.
所以我们也同样的要强调说经由信而能得救。
So there's no contradiction.
所以并没有相抵触的地方。
We thank God our belief is exactly the same as that of the apostle.
我们感谢神，因为我们的信仰跟使徒教会的信仰是一样的。
Some people question.
有些人会疑问说
In the time of the apostle,
在使徒的时代
They never emphasized the one true church.
他们从来没有强调独一真教会。
We need to understand this well.
我们也必须要了解这一点。
Because in the time of the apostle, there's only one church.
因为在使徒时代就只有一个教会。
But if you look at today, there are so many different Christian denominational churches.
但是今日您看在世上有许多不同的基督教派。
For us to emphasize the one true church is to correct the misconception.
那我们之所以要强调独一真教会，就是要纠正这些不对的信仰。
Because the Bible tells us that there is only one body.
因为圣经教导我们只有一个身体。
Jesus Christ has only established one church.
基督耶稣只有设立一个教会。
That's why we must make this clear.
因此我们要清楚地讲。讲明
clear to our brothers and sisters.
我们必须要对弟兄姐妹清楚地讲明
that this is the body of Christ.
这是基督的身体。
Because the Spirit is here.
因为圣灵在这里。
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
And we find that miracles, signs, and wonders also follow us.
我们发现神迹奇事也随着我们。
That's why this is the true church.
所以这才是真教会。
Like what I said last week.
那像我上个礼拜说的。
The distinction here is not created by us. It's not created by man.
这个区分不是人所划定的。
Is drawn by God himself.
是由神他本身划定的区分。
From the very beginning in the Old Testament time, he has already drawn this distinction.
在一开始在最早在旧约的时候神就已经划下这样的区分了。
He said he saved a group of people.
他说他拯救一群人。
And this body of people is much precious than all the people on the face of the earth.
这一群人在世上在神的眼里是最重要最宝贵的。
Who has created the distinction?
那谁有更好的区分呢?
Who has created this?
是谁创立这样的区分?
God himself.
是神他本身。
That's why we just follow what God has done.
因此我们就只是遵循神所设立教导的。
So today you find that, yeah? The church have a set of belief.
所以今日您发现教会有一套信仰系统。
Is to allow the world to understand that you know they must come back to God, yeah, by following this set of belief.
所以让世界了解到他们必须要经由遵循这一套信仰才能够回归向神。
I want you to read Romans again.
请再看一次罗马书。
And to hopefully we can commit this verse to our memory.
希望我们能够将这一节背起来。
We turn to chapter 6.
请看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
We read verse 17.
请看第十七节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 17.
罗马书六章十七节。
But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered.
十七节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
I want to ask you a very personal question, but you don't have to answer. You don't have to tell me your answer. Yeah.
我想要问大家一个比较私人的问题，但是您不需要告诉我您的答案。
Are you very thankful for what you have received from the church?
你是否真
in terms of your beliefs?
你是否真的很感谢您从教会里所领受的信仰呢。
Paul was very thankful.
保罗他非常的感谢神。
The believers were very thankful.
那这边的信徒他也非常的感谢神。
I am very thankful to God.
那传道本身他非常的感谢神。
Because we have been given this, you know, patterns of sound word that saves.
因为我们已经从神那领受了这道理的模范。
You know, sometimes when you look at the teachings of God, yeah,
那有时候当您看神的教导的时候
you need to look at it from, you know, not only with understanding or to search into the word, you need to study it with a thankful heart.
你必须要从不只只是为了要研读圣经深入了解的角度，还必须要从一个感谢的心来研读圣经。
The more thankful you are, yeah, the clearer the doctrines will be to you.
当您越感谢的时候，这些教义、这些教训对你来讲就会更清楚。
Because you appreciate what God has done for you.
因为你感谢神为你所做的一切。
I think this is very important as far as I'm concerned.
就我而言，我觉得这是非常重要的。
I believe in the doctrines of the true Jesus Church 100%.
我百分之百的相信真耶稣教会的教义。
Because this is the patterns of sound word that God has given to the church.
因为这是神给教会真理的模式。
I thank God because he has given me opportunities to go to pioneer areas to work.
我感谢神给我机会让我能够到一些开拓区去工作。
I'm able to meet up with different people from different denominations.
我能够有机会与不同基督教派的人接触。
I really thank God because I witnessed the power of God.
我非常感谢神，因为我亲眼看到神的能力。
How God has given them the Holy Spirit and how they are converted.
我见证了神如何给他们圣灵，然后他们如何归主。
You know, when you see this, you know, in the world, you can only give thanks to God.
当您目睹所有的一切，你就只能感谢神。
We thank God that the teachings, the doctrine of the true Jesus Church is true.
我们感谢神，真耶稣教会的教导，真耶稣教会的教义都是真的。
It's true beyond any doubt.
是毫无不可疑惑的。
Alright, we say a silent prayer.
好，一起默祷。